WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We have taken a little time out, a little respite from the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. I'll be letting myself play, giving away Raven scratch-off tickets and all that stuff sometime very soon at places like Nacho Mama's and Costas and Fadley's with our friends from Liberty Pure. But in the meantime, we're taking a little respite on all that, and I'm chasing down old friends to start the year, right? So people are like, well, the Ravens aren't playing. I'm doing some politics. We're doing some sit-downs. I'm figuring out some crab cake places to go in the spring. I'm moving this week. And it's taken me a little while to like just get this guy on, because like I didn't want to talk Washington football team in week 12 or 14 or 16. I just wanted to sort of big picture it all out. And before I know it, Dave Preston's coming on from WTOP. We have all these hot button issues now with Camden Yards and left field, and there's going to be a new name for the Washington football team coming down the pike. How are you, man? And I love talking James Bond with you, or pop culture. We'll do all of that. First things first, I haven't had you on the Zoom very often. When I did, I think you might have been home. We were all masked up and doing that year and a half ago. You're like in a glass menagerie there. It almost looks like the Royal Farms Arena after the second renovation.
Yeah, it's the Glass and Closed Nerve Center, WTOP, back in the day. This is back when they did diaries for the Nielsen and Arbitron. And our program director at the time, Jim Farley, thought, well, we have to it's one thing to say WTOP. It's one thing to say 103.5 FM. But let's put an image in these people's minds. And so Glass Enclosed Nerve Center became a buzzword. So when people would fill out their diaries, they would think, oh, the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center. And that helped us get a spike in the ratings. And when we moved to the new building, they said, well, let's actually have a glass enclosed nerve center. So a lot of glass, a lot of nerves, a lot of clothes, a lot of centers here. So
I love radio, right? I mean, like you're like exactly a real radio guy. I mean, neither I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to go to Radio Row out at the Super Bowl for the 27th year. Right. I mean, what I hate is on Zoom is when I bring radio guys on and they're shaved up and they look good. And I look like a radio guy. I look like an old radio guy, quite frankly, well, like literally.
Nestor, it's dressed for the job you want, not for the job you have. And I guess I want to be a stockbroker or something along those lines. I'm kind of bummed to hear that you're moving. What am I going to do for pictures of the Baltimore? You always post these lovely pictures of Baltimore. I won't be able to see them anymore.
Well, I'm still the biggest advocate. I mean, I'm Baltimore positive. I'm going to get
to see different parts of the city now when you post
pictures. The truth is this. My wife wanted a garden and a place to sit outside with a cup of coffee. We've lived in the sky without we live so high up. If we had an outdoor like little terrace, I'd be weirded out. When I go to places, friends, hotels, different places with outdoor upper terrace. I don't like heights, strangely enough, for a guy who's lived in the sky for 19 years. So we're just going to get back with nature and get back with fresh vegetables in the garden, along with our friends at Wise Markets with some fresh produce and, you know, living out amongst the deer and the squirrels and the foxes again.
Nestor, I look forward to seeing a different part of the city through your lens.
Listen, I called you really to kind of like get up with the Washington football team name and all that. We have the Camden Yards wall thing. I don't know where the corridor is with the DMV. The Terps are figuring out, like, I don't know what you're going to do with your little March Madness cup. That is everybody that follows Dad Presto out on Twitter or you at WTOP.com. They know about this. The Terps are not going to be on the little cup this year. I think I'm pretty cool with they're not going to be bracketing or NITing or whatever. But trying to find a coach, this is a tumultuous time. The Ravens are on a 6-game losing streak for the next 8.5 months, right?
Right. I mean, it's amazing. You look at how the NFL is just a here today, gone tomorrow. There was one point where Arizona had the best record in the league at 10-2. And everyone's saying, how are we going to beat the Cardinals? They went into a tailspin. Patriots for a while were the hot team. All of a sudden, they weren't. Remember when Indianapolis beat New England and everybody said, nobody wants to play the Colts in the playoffs? Well, no one is going to play the Colts in the playoffs because they wound up losing their last two. So it's proof that the NFL is such a snapshot league. And you look at the Ravens and say, you wonder what if. Meanwhile, with Washington, at least I guess people are comfortable. They don't have to say what if, because this team was bad at the beginning of the season, bad at the end of the season, and they had a 4-game stretch where they played really good football. But in between that, you had the railing fall on fans. You had sewage pipes burst. You had a sprinkler go off, and the media nester had the press, the PR people for Washington. They had to actually, the fact that they actually had to tell the media, no, that wasn't sewage, you know, is just where this franchise is. And as you mentioned, they got to pick a new name. And I've heard it might be Admirals. I heard it might be Commanders. There are some that say, ooh, it could be Hedgehogs or Hogs or something along those lines. Pat Collins of NBC4 in Washington did with the piece where some dude named Mike, he's like, Mike, you got to change your name, change your ways. Washington, the football team, yes, they're going to change their name, but they also have to change their ways about how they do their business. And I think as long as there's a certain owner there, or quote unquote, his wife is running the team, I think this franchise is going to be exactly where they've been for the last 20 years, Nestor.
Dave, I have a couple of friends, you know, I don't admit it often, that are former fans of the R team and Rao John and other things we don't talk about here anymore. And look, I'm an Oriole fan, right? So like, we don't talk about Uncle Pete here anymore, right? He's eating pudding and all of his sins, all the awful shit that he did for 30 years. We don't talk about that, right? Like, we're not allowed to talk about that anymore. This is an in-progress thing down in D.C. that the other owners are in on. They have owners' meetings. My owner is under a rock somewhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's closer to the end. Someone else will own the Ravens soon-ish. Steve has disappeared. He doesn't take questions anymore. We're in a real hard time. I mean, he does corporate videos when he gives $1 million to something nice, which is wonderful. But then there's the part of being present and being a part of it and understanding what the NFL is supposed to represent in these cities where we built stadiums. And a guy like me went on the radio for years and said, buy PSLs, support this community organization. And now we can't even get a press guy. I haven't talked to a football player in 2 years. So I'm getting a little sour. They took my Super Bowl seat. I don't have a seat now. Like all of these things that have happened over 30 years as a media member, but whatever I would say about the Ravens and losing and how skunkily they treat the media, quite frankly, and how local people have been pushed aside, like all of that, I would say whatever's going on 38 miles to the south of here is despicable. And I have friends that have run around in headdresses 30 years ago with Mark Rippon and were ticket holders, season ticket holders, fudged their way in the line when there was 100,000 people on the waiting list and, you know, RFK, all of that, right? I don't even talk about football with these people. And some of them are gone. Like, I'm gone from the Capitals at this point. Like, they've stopped watching or supporting the football team. And I see how empty it is. And I've been there for Stone shows and U2 in recent years and whatever. It's sad, dude. Like, and I like the Orioles, I can't remove myself from it because my name's Aparicio. Right. How awful it is and how empty. The Orioles, it's beyond sad. I've gone from anger to sadness to depression to despondency to just saying, you know what? At some point, they'll knock on the door and they'll come back. And I don't know where that is with the football team because they're trying to rebrand and do all this stuff.
Right.
But the owner's such a creep, right? I mean, like, what's your Snyder story? Like, if I run into you and you say, okay, I work for WTOP and I'm in D.C. And like,
sound like that?
I'd say, what's up with that dude? What's up with that dude?
Okay. I actually have had a couple of instances with Snyder, with Mr. Snyder or Dan Snyder. Outside of that, I used to work at Morton's in Reston, the steakhouse, a high-end steakhouse. So there's one in Baltimore. And
delicious. Yes, been there.
Yes, delicious. Fantastic. So he comes in one night, and this is winter of 2002. They had just hired Spurrier. So he comes in with Spurrier, with Pepper Rogers and Marvin Lewis. The night before they hired Lewis, I was actually interviewing at WTOP that week. So I had
Marvin on the show last week. So I love hearing this because Marvin and I, our relationship got estranged for a little period of time because I have my own Marvin. This is great. So this is your first. No, you're not at TOP. You're like,
No, I'm not at TOP.
You're waiting tables.
TOP.
Literally.
Yeah. So
you bring the cart by with the chateau?
I brought the cart. They waved the cart off. I mean, that's that one. That's like 80% of my game. It's like, if you don't have the card, oh, God. So they order different stuff. Snyder, I forget what he orders, but
If you held that broccoli up for me, I'd say,
oh, yeah,
put some broccoli, cheese on that and I'll grub that, fry it up, put some butter on it.
Hey, the Lyonnaise potatoes, hands down the best potatoes ever.
Dude, you and I are going to get a crab cake on the Maryland crab cake tour. I'm going to have you pick a place in Peachy County, Montgomery County. And in August, I'm going to do a crab cake with you. I am.
I will be there. I will so be there. I might even go all the way to Baltimore. To meet up with you.
Listen, this is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, so we can do this anywhere you want.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sounds
like
good.
If you got a spot, I'm down with it, and I'm going to bring my lottery tickets, and I'm gonna plop down, and we're going to sit and talk about proper DMV issues. We're gonna sort things out.
A summit. It's like Summit at the Stands, minus the booze, or maybe there will be. So Marvin Lewis decides to get the Cajun ribeye. He asked me about the ribeye, Cajun ribeye. Oh, it's the best cuts, marinated for 48 to 60 hours. He's like, get me the Cajun ribeye. And then instantly Snyder says, ooh, that sounds good. Get me one. Change my order to that. And I was like, fanboy. Oh. So
I only have one story of being with Dan Snyder. I mean, he's been on the show.
Time he came in and ordered the Cajun shrimp, which is not on the menu, but he expected the Cajun shrimp because
he's Dan. Those
are my two. Dealing with them twice. I mean, he wasn't a complete jerk, but it was just to see him like, ooh, Marvin, you're getting that. I'm going to get that too. It's like, yeah, you guys are now best friends. But so Lewis took the job, defensive coordinator under Spurrier. And I recognized everybody. It took me a while to realize who Pepper Rodgers. I had read Pepper Rodgers' autobiography. I was familiar with him. He had aged at that point. He's passed since. But he used to come into the Big M, have a couple of Grey Goose martinis with a twist. And just an incredible card that guy was. But I like to say that I helped seal the deal by recommending they get the hot Godiva chocolate cakes with the warm chocolate center when sliced down the middle.
Molten lava.
Yeah.
Deliciousness.
I knew from that moment Marvin was gone from Baltimore. He was going to be the DC in DC.
Dav Presto is Dave Preston. He covers things at WTOP.com. He's one of my favorite guests to have on because I never know where these things go. And I don't have to shave, which is great. I can be a radio guy, wear my Liberty Pure. I look like a plumber because it's a plumbing shirt. So make sure you take care of our friends at Liberty Pure. They're getting me fresh water. We're going to have fresh water on the set from Liberty. They're giving me my own water cooler so I can have water.
Your new place is going to have fresh water.
In the new studio. Very, very important. You know. So I have two Marvin Lewis stories that are fun because – Marvin's one of my best friends. Like I love Marvin. We're close, right? So Marvin and I were very close at that point. We just won the Super Bowl. He had gotten screwed over on the Buccaneers job with Gruden. Right. He got passed over in Cleveland, Buffalo. There were a bunch of jobs. He didn't get any of them. He winds up getting the Cincinnati thing later on. But as it goes, I'm in Europe. I am in Lillehammer, Norway, Stockholm, Sweden, and Amsterdam with, at that point in my life, one of my best friends. It was before I was married. I was single. And my buddy, Scotty P, he is the guy who wore the headdress, yelled things at Joe Gibbs in Minnesota in 92. Like, he is Mr. Redskin in my life. I have a couple of those guys, right? And he's one of the guys that's gone. Like, he tailgate food for 25 years. Most important thing in his life. He went to every road game as a fan for 15 years. And I mean every road game. I mean like every road game.
You don't see that now. And it's a shame, you know, just an aside there. It's amazing, you know, just like the Orioles, I think, were an incredible brand. The Redskins, when they were the Redskins at RFK Stadium, that was an incredible brand. And you look at different businesses, Nestor. I think WMAL Radio in Washington was another – you know, monster brand at the time in the 80s. And you know, there's the phrase from Moody Blues song, empires turn back to sand or something like that. And it's amazing how that happens. And all it takes is a couple of bad decisions brand wise. And all of a sudden you've got the Orioles of today. You've got the Washington football team of today. You've got WMAL, which was Washington station. And now it's just a right wing talker that, you know, gets good revenue, but is completely off the radar as far as where it used to be.
I'm familiar with that. I'm an Orioles fan. I know about off the radar. You know, you do gimmicks like move the left field wall and all that. Dave Preston is here from TOP. So Marvin, I'm in Europe. with my buddy, who's the world's biggest Redskin fan,
yes,
who was really arrogant when the Ravens came to town about their purple uniforms and stolen an Art Modell and like the Ravens, oh, they're a joke and all that. Now we just win the Super Bowl. And we've had a parade here, which is a lovely parade, by the way. Not as big as the second parade, but a lovely parade. Yeah. And I'm in Europe. And Marvin was fine. When I left Baltimore, Brian was still the coach, and Marvin still at his office, and they were still up in old Owings Mills. And I literally, in those days, the internet was available cafes only. We didn't have phones and like all that. So we're in Europe and it's cold out because it's dead of winter, right? And we're there. We went to Lillehammer, Stockholm. We saw some concerts, saw Ryan Adams and Brian Adams in Stockholm and in Amsterdam.
That's
Went to the Melkweg in Amsterdam and saw a show. So it's great, right? Ran into Melissa Etheridge in a lobby. You know, it was wonderful.
Okay. Yeah.
I sit down in a cafe and Scotty P sits down we had all like the tables with the big monitors and he's pulling up WashingtonPost.com, probably off of sportspages.com and Rich Johnson, probably, right?
Yes, so, that was a great site.
Pulls off the link. Rich is one of my favorites. Pulls it and he starts laughing, like pissing himself laughing, like, and he looks over at me and he's like, he's on the Washington Post site. And there it is in front of the FedEx logo, Marvin Lewis in a burgundy and gold cap. Lewis becomes defensive coordinator. I found out in a cafe in Stockholm, Sweden, with a Washington football team fan, how the mighty fall. The Dan Snyder story is this. I'm with Marvin at the owners' meetings. I want to say it was in Florida. So it was in Palm Beach, which makes it an odd even year. It's 15 years ago. It's 2010, 11, 9, 10, 11.
He was already the Bengals coach at the time.
Very much entrenched. And we're out having a drink as Marvin and I had been wont to do. And I think Mike Pereira might've been there. And I think Ozzy may have been with us and wives. And it's very nice, high end. And it's not a restaurant. It's more of just like the hotel lobby lounge, drinks over here, John Madden sitting over there. It's a lot of people in the room. Right. And Marvin said, hey, come sit down with us. I'm going to sit with Dan Snyder and Mike Pereira or whatever. And I know Mike. And so we go to sit down and I get introduced to Dan by Marvin. And Marvin says to Dan Snyder, hey, Dan, this is my friend Nestor, his beautiful wife, Jennifer. He does sports radio in Baltimore. And Snyder says to me, oh, I own a couple of radio stations. Want to buy one? So that's what he said to me. And he owned with the Red Zebra, Red Lion.
I was one of those employees way back when,
Well, he wanted me to buy it from him and did it as sort of an off. He actually, like, I remember sitting there on the couch and just talking about Baltimore and Washington and this and that. Yeah. And it was relatively benign. And I don't remember much about the rest of it. And but he wasn't like a jerk or whatever. But I've had several friends interviewed to become a head coach with him. And then of course, Mike Nolan told me about the vanilla ice cream on the desk. That's a true story.
Yeah.
And then you start to hear the true stories, but the legend of him at Morton's or Marvin Lewis or anything, what he's done to the franchise and what it's about. And even on the media where they're pulling the shades down and lying to everybody and moving the press box out into the parking lot and all of the nonsense, the awful stuff he did to Art Modell at the end of Art's life, like trying to make Art park out and walk a mile to the state, like awful things that he's done.
Oh, yeah.
But where's the end of this, dude? Like if you're on the radio in DC trying to cover this team, because I wonder where the end is in Angelos, and I don't really know. The end will probably be a new owner here, but down there, it feels like it went the other way. Feels like he has some ish on the owners that aren't ever going to allow them to roll onto him the way they rolled onto the Clippers owner. Cause it really feels like the Gruden thing came from all of like, if Congress gets involved in this, this could really, really not go well for him and for like all the partners in the club.
The league. I mean, it could go wrong. I think that he is safe there until the rest of the league feels that they can't have him in place anymore. And whether it's Congress holding hearings, which I don't think that they'll do, especially with the midterms coming up, I think this is a different thing. I think we may see things get flipped in both houses this November. But with the investigation into the workplace, the the toxic culture that was there. The fact that this has been completely swept under the rug has just been, you know, it's unbelievable, Nestor. There is evidence out there that is not being brought. There's a report out there that's technically not being written.
These women and their lawyers aren't even being heard because ESPN, CBS, NBC, Fox have all been told this isn't a real story and NFL Network's not going to be covering it. And as media members, I mean, it's no secret we've been completely cut out. You know, there is no more. We're going to talk to the owner, talk to the general manager, ask the coach real questions. He's going to have accountability to answer them, even in an era where they're gambling, you know, on everything, right? Like I can literally place a bet on whether it's Admirals or Diplomats at this point. That's going to be their name.
Yes.
Right?
Go with Commanders.
Oh, is that the inside word? Yeah.
I think it's Commanders.
You know, I would always think when I bet on a horse, have you been back in the stables this morning? You know something I don't know.
I've tried, yeah. So I think that the long game of this, the fact that the NFL owners allowed him to take out loans and purchase the rest of the equity in the team, 40.5% of the team in the last year, that even though he doesn't own 100%, his family owns 100%. He's gotten more powerful in this thing. Usually when something like this comes out, the person in charge or the owner, they lose power. He has not lost power. So it's one of those things, barring something really egregious, a smoking gun, he is here for the long term. And it's the fact that he said, I think at one point, I need to be more involved in the team running. It's like, this is a guy who is in every single room, who he's known for taking too much control over this product and over this franchise. That is, it's gone from being one of the flagship franchises in the NFL to a joke, a laughing stock, but one that's in a major media market. So like the Cowboys that, even though the Cowboys haven't won in years, the fact that they draw eyeballs, you know, they make money. So we've got maybe 10, 20 more years of this, barring something unforeseen.
Well, it really is amazing that the NFL is now lowering the standard for what they're going to allow in their club, right? And I mean, whether it's blackballing Colin Kaepernick, whatever, and I could go down the list of transgressions, CTE, all of these things that Congress wants to get involved in this, but that it all sort of pins onto him. And the fact that, I go back with antitrust in baseball and how the Nationals exist. Yeah. And I've written at length about this and had, you know, every Eric Fisher and the people that really covered it from the legal perspective. The Nationals kind of exist because of DC political pressure on having a team there in the Washington Post and, Boswell, all those people got involved in making sure that happened. I don't know where the other side of the advocacy is when it's, oh, it's just women. They were just cheerleaders. It was just women working with Redskins logos on behalf of the owner, doing all sorts of nefarious ish.
And the Washington Post, I think, has been out in front on this. You know, they from the get go. I mean, they were able to basically that story dropped, and long time voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, 15 years. Boom, he left quickly. You know, after that story was published, a lot of other people within there, even up to and including, John Gruden, you know, had nothing to do with the team. His career, boom, napalmed. It's yet to get to the owner. And I think that there are enough other owners. You look at Jim Irsay, kind of the sketchy life that, you know, the sketchy things that are in his closet. There's the Cleveland owner who has, I don't know if he's been indicted, but he's been investigated. There are enough other owners who have things going on that they kind of don't want to give the commissioner an avenue to get rid of an owner, because once you get rid of one owner, boom, it's a lot easier to get rid of that second owner. And even though Jerry Richardson, he was kind of older, you could kind of see how that was playing out. But it's I'm curious as to see what happens when Snyder comes back, when Dan Snyder comes back and takes control of the team, because he's technically ceded that to his wife, who's co-CEO, and thus he has no input whatsoever on this team, because he's not even running it. It's Tanya Snyder who's running it, even though they share the same house and address.
Dave Preston's here. He's Dad Presto. I know our window's short with you. Left field, Camden Yards. Any thoughts on that at all? You've watched a million games at Camden Yards.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a bummer. I mean, I love the old ballpark the way it was. If this does something to juice excitement there, by all means. But I think Camden Yards is still one of the few destination ballparks. It's in that sweet spot where it was the first of the new parks, but it's not a newer park to the point where they felt like a lot of the newer parks in the last 10, 15 years were copycat parks. This was an original, and I have friends who come down and they still want to go to Camden Yards more than any other place. So I hope they keep it the way it was, but hey, you can't beat progress.
Dave, last thing for you, one Bond film right now, just one Bond film. It's probably a mood thing for you on any given day. What's your Bond film?
Gosh, Christmas time, I see Honor Majesty's Secret Service because of all that fun stuff. You know what? The Spy Who Loved Me. It's a nice gateway Roger Moore film. If I've never seen a James Bond movie before and you're to show me a movie that has Roger Moore in it, show me Roger Moore because it's Bond. Bond is big. You've got big sets. You've got huge stunts. You've got the henchmen. You've got the girls. That is probably the quintessential Roger Moore film, even though For Your Eyes Only is my favorite Roger Moore pick.
I was a Man with the Golden Gun guy. So I didn't have Britt Eklund on, but I had her ex-husband on. Slim Jim Phantom came on and talked Strat-O-Matic baseball with me, which I thought he didn't want to talk about Britt, but I did. But I didn't, but I wanted to. Kind of like that Moody Blues thing that you had going on. Dave Preston, our time's too short. Next time you tell me I have a window, I'm like, don't come on then. Because like, we don't even get it. We haven't scratched the surface of pop culture the way we should. All right.
Till next time.
No Washington Admiral, diplomat, whatever, commanders, whatever they're going to be.
Commanders.
Yeah, I don't know. They'll have a new name down there. They'll still probably lose a lot of football games. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Make sure you find Dave at Dab Presto as well as at WTOP.com. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.